Yes. What's up, Los Angeles and beyond? My name is Johnny Scott Gramercy. This is Neighborhood Love Radio. We are the musical extension of neighborhood-love.com, a website devoted to graffiti, street culture, fashion, food, and other bits and bobs of the like. I'm joined this evening by my special guest, Mr. Greg Narvis. What's up, man?
Hey, how are you doing, man? Nice to be here. Thanks for having me on board.
Thank you for coming.
Yeah, sure.
For those of you that don't recognize the name, Mr. Greg is the drummer for Hepcat, probably the most popular all-true ska band, contemporary true ska band that hasn't deviated onto pop or punk or something else. But also what we're mainly going to be talking about tonight is which I hold in my hands, is a hand-drawn zines. Little fanzines. I was a teenage Filipino skinhead. Was little true life stories, anecdotes, yep. And stuff. Can't wait to talk to you about this. But first up, couple tunes here. I'm going to start you off with a set of music. The band Lady, one of my favorite newer bands. Lady, the band. They're off of the Truth and Soul label. Miss Nicole Ray singing about her moms, called Sweet Lady. Please enjoy.
Never.
Yo-Yo Honey out of London. A little bit of London soul for you. That's off the Yo-Yo album out last year on Black Sugar Limited. Next up, LA's own Anthony Valadez. He's a sort of LA icon, photographer, KCRW DJ, producer, musician. This is his own music out on the Plug Research label. The tune is called Breathe.
From treble clefs, C notes and quotes from men I never met. Death. Two. I am Archie Shepp and Wyclef Jean Combinant and Jean Harris in my blood. One love. There are no graveyards, only ancient boulevards. Three. I am the dark eyes of sunken lullabies. Child of you don't knows, and if I could, and promises never broken, simply deferred, I am my father's word. Four. Breath. Five. I am the image of shadows, the depth of brick walls, the thump of basketballs, the pound of black fists, the lisp of stereotypes, the night, the day. All that 365 circumstances bring, I sing, 'cause black folk do. Six. I watch like the pavement does. I am the grass struggling to grow between the cracks of 45 singles. I am the backs of hits of crack. I am the voice saying, this is mama's television. Broker, born of king and queen. Seven. And still I sing. So what you gonna do right now with the world in your hand? You can squeeze it in your palm, 'cause it's too much stress and you gotta break through. Forget for a minute that it's all on you, and just let it go. Let it go, fall back for a minute. Back in time when a rhyme and something, a diamond, son, taking a little minute in your mom and son. But it seemed like the day got longer than the night, feeling like we waiting for the truth and the light. And if it don't come, then we all just might submit to the movement of the left, left, right. I voted for Obama so the world gonna change. Wrote a letter to my mama just the other day, but I never ever sent it. Wonder if I meant it. I read the Bible frequently, she gave me and repented. Passed through on my rent and now I really can't recall if I had a fucking square or I had a fucking ball. I'm looking for some yes I can put up in my yard, so I need for your response when I call. Feel it, 'cause we can get together when we deal it. Feel it, and we can dialogue if we reveal it. Feel it, and that's what we need. That's what we need. People's gotta talk so the people's don't bleed. People's gotta feel like they got a little seed in their hand they can build so the world they won't squeeze.
to hold me up. Having a hard time in this crazy town. Having a hard time. There's no love to be found. Having a hard time in this crazy town. Having a hard time. There's no love to be found. So many hard times. Sleeping on motel floors. Knocking on my brother's door.
Baby Huey and the Babysitters. Hard Times is the name of the tune. I love that one, man. So specific, so real, you know? Anyway, we lost that guy a long time ago in the late 70s. Baby Huey out of Chicago. But you can still find his tunes courtesy of Rhino, the good folks at Rhino Entertainment. Prior to that, we heard Anthony Valadez from Los Angeles here. You could find that song and so much more from that dude. He's just an impressive, productive artist. At www.anthonyvaladez.com. Before that, we heard Yo-Yo Honey out of London. Yo-Yo is the name of the tune off of the Yo-Yo EP. And then started off the set with the band Lady. That's from their Lady album, the self-titled eponymously titled record out in 2013. Rumor is that new releases expected this summer. The Truth and Soul labels, the folks that bring us that record. Onward to Greg Narvis. What's going on, dude?
Hey, how are you doing, man? Nice to be here again. Thank you.
I'm holding your fanzines. I was a teenage Filipino skinhead. Issue number one, where it all began. The transformation. So I think I was just telling Richie. You know Richie Abbott?
Yeah. Sounds familiar, but I'm not sure if I know.
I was just telling Richie today, I was talking about, like I was anticipating a good interview, because here's a dude, like I said, I'm not blowing smoke up your ass, but Hepcat, arguably probably the most successful American ska band. They just kept it strictly roots, you know, not that they crossed over into something.
Yeah.
And what I like about your stories here that you committed to... artwork and wrote in is it comes from a humble position. Like here I was, I saw this dude in a park and my eyes got all big. And, you know, it's not, you didn't take like a too cool route, you know?
No, it was all by, totally by accident, or just by chance. Yeah, like I said, in my first issue, seventh grade, 1983, I saw my first Rude Boy. It was just like the middle of May. It was 93 degrees outside and here comes this guy walking by, dressed all in black, just like a black trench coat and a pork pie, and just like suited up from head to toe. He's even wearing a tie, and like, but he looks so cool. It's just like no problem at all. And here he is, like just walking by, like nothing, you know, like it's 50 degrees outside while the rest of us are like totally burning up. I just got through running laps around, you know, the football field, and I'm like dying. And here's this guy just walking by in a trench coat with this huge ska patch on the back. And I'm like, man, what is that, dude? That's totally cool, dude. So
I have a similar story. Not really a story, but I do have a similar observance when I was younger. Remember, I think it was KDOC used to have that sort of show. It was like American Bandstand.
Yeah.
Where Richard Blade or whoever, and they'd show videos, and they had people in a dance studio.
Mm-hmm.
And one of those guys was wearing a full... He would dance the entire show wearing a full parka. And I would think, how's that dude dancing for an hour?
That's right.
In a parka, mm-hmm. You know? But he kind of had that whole half-rude, half-mod thing.
Yes.
You know, where he wore the shades and, you know, the parka. But it had a little bit of that too cool kind of demeanor.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. I remember that.
So what was your initiation into the scene then?
When that happened in 83, I remember that forever.
And Westchester, one of my friends,
yeah, Westchester, California. Yeah. Just
Deadchester.
Yeah. Deadchester. Total surfer town, man. So there was like no alt culture there at all. Hardly any. There's probably like a handful of punks and like just, you know, a bunch of skaters and surfers, you know, but nothing as far as like mod and stuff. So like when I saw that guy, I was like, wow, like what is that? Like what's ska and everything? And I asked people what it was and nobody knew what it was. But then one of my friends knew all about the Specials. He knew about Madness, all about Two Tone. And he was making stickers in like print shop, you know, and he was doing that same, you know, Skanking Joe character, which I recognized on the back of that guy's coat. And so I asked him, like, what's, you know, what is ska? What's the Specials? And he's like, dude, you got to listen to the Specials, man. They're the best band in the world, dude. That's ska right there. Mm-hmm. And so, like, I never bothered to listen to it. And then, like, a couple years later, I ran into my cousin, Rob. We're not blood related, but we just call each other cousins because his parents and my parents come from the same part in the Philippines. Mm-hmm. And he was a Root Boy. And at the time, this was about in 85, I was a total like new wave trendy kid, man. Yeah. I was listening
bangs.
To all
yeah,
like
bangs.
That. Dude, I had that total, I'm sure that anyone in LA from the time can remember this hairstyle. It's like that total flop hairstyle where it's like one eye is covered and like you have all this dep in it. You know, you remember dep gel.
Yeah. Opie shorts, vans.
Yeah, here I am, like, with my hair all gelled out, and I'm wearing kung fu shoes and, like, you know, like, baggy, like, peg pants with that little, what they call the pinch roll or whatever. And here's Rob, like, dressed in, like, this total, like, old, like, 60s-looking, like, really sharp outfit. And I'm like, man, what is that? Like, what are those shoes? And, like, what is that sweater? He had, like, this old 60s cardigan that was, like, avocado green, you know, but he looked totally cool and really confident. And he had these bug eye shades. And I'm like, do you listen to Billy Idol? And he's like, nah, dude, I don't listen to that stuff. And I'm like, dude, who doesn't listen to Billy Idol? Because he was like my favorite at the time. And I asked about all these other bands and he just shook his head. And I'm like, well, what do you listen to then? And he's like, well, basically I'm a Root Boy. And I was like, a Root Boy? And I knew that term sounded familiar. And I'm like, what is a Root Boy? And he's like, well, it's basically someone who listens to ska. And at that moment, it was just like the biggest revelation. I was like, man, that's what it is. That's why Rob dresses so cool. That's why that other guy looks so cool. And that's why this ska music is just so cool, because that's all it was all around. So from then on, I totally got intrigued. And I'm like, dude, you got to tell me all about this. I want to, you know, I want to learn all about it. You know, I totally dig the clothes. It's like, dude, I'm tired of all this like trendy stuff, like looking like everybody else. So it's like, dude, I want to get into what you're into, you know? So, like, he totally, like, you know, took me under his wing, dude, and introduced me to all his friends. Mm-hmm. They were all mods and Root Boys at the time. And from then on, man, that's all I did, dude. I just...
What were some of the places you went back then?
In the beginning, my very first ska show was Bad Manners and Fishbone. And that was February 8th, 1986.
Yeah.
I only know that because of...
At Fender's.
Yeah, Fender's Ballroom.
Yeah.
Man, were you there?
I don't know, man. I might have been.
Yeah, but I remember that. That's forever going to be embedded in my mind. That was like the show that was like my initiation. It's just like, this is a scene. And this is what you're getting into. So like that night, I saw and heard and felt everything. It's just like an overwhelming, like everything for the five senses, you know, like people fighting, people sweating, you know, people puking from being drunk.
Girls.
And it's like, yeah, girls puking on boys and like people just puking on the ground and laying in it.
For me, it was girls. That's what I liked about it.
Yeah.
You know, coming from prior scene, you know, being an escape punk, there's only two kinds of girls, man. There's ugly and taken.
That's pretty much the way it was.
So, right. It was kind of a cool scene. There was a lot of really foxy ladies out and they dressed really nice. And, you know. But they went for the peacocks too at the same thing, you know.
That's
so
right.
Like when I showed up in like just torn up Levi's and my hand me down Docs, you know, they weren't really going for it. Took a little while to polish up my game or whatever.
Yeah. So yeah, that was my first ska show, man. Bad Manners and Fishbone, and there was like the Jaywalkers and some other bands, and it was great. And I was hooked. From then on, I didn't do anything with all my friends in Westchester. I just went and had my mom drop me off at the Miracle Mile District every weekend. And, you know, at 15 years old, it's like I was staying out all night, you know, just like every weekend was just top to bottom from Friday night all the way to Sunday. I was just active and just staying out till 2-3 in the morning, just going at clubs and shows. You know, they had a show, they had a club back then called Geno's, which I talked about.
Yeah, Geno's, yeah. Legendary.
Yeah. And Geno's, I just recently found out that it was a huge disco spot in the 70s, too, right before the 80s. It was a huge hangout.
But there's Geno's and 321 over in Santa Monica and Club Maryland's, which is, where was that? Pasadena, I think.
Yeah, I remember 321, but I never went there. That was right before I got into the scene, which is about like late 85. 321 I'd always heard of, I never went. But yeah, Geno's was like, I saw a flyer for Geno's on Melrose when we went there. And it just had, what is that, the three girl group, the Supremes or something. And it just said 60s, like 60s soul.
Yeah.
And I was like, I was still into ska at the time because I was trying to be a rude boy and stuff. So I was trying to learn everything there was about ska. And here's this flyer with 60s soul. And I'm like, man, there's a club that plays that kind of stuff. And he's like, yeah, that's a mod club, dude. And I'm like, man, we should check that out. Because I'm like, what club plays 60s stuff in the 80s? You know, it's just like totally weird. So when we started going there, that's when I discovered all the mod stuff. So I was like kind of stuck in between, you know.
So these little fanzines we're talking about, all that and more, you can find. We're going to come back and talk in a minute, but all that stuff and a lot more. I'm looking at the website right now, leftylimbo.com, spelled like it sounds, leftylimbo.com. Oh, you got a little scratch and sniff poop sticker on the webpage. Very nice.
Yeah.
And Mr. Greg Narvis, we're going to come in. We're going to play a few more. You hanging out, man? You want to hear us a little more music?
Sure, go
cool.
for it, man.
And then we'll come back and chop it up a little bit more.
Let's do it.
First of all, I need to mention the band you hear right behind us as we're speaking is EK Bay. EK Bay Shakedown. Contemporary stuff, man. This is from a forthcoming record, Stone by Stone, out on the Ubiquity label. I'm not sure when it comes out, about another month or so. EK Bay Shakedown. But next up, I'm going to play you a little bit of Cody Chestnut, Under the Spell of a Handout, from his iconic Landing on 100 album. Rumor has it he's got some new material this year, too. Please enjoy.
Walking on a path of perdition, I see the smokestacks in my periphery. I've been all the time spewing the residue of the working class's faith in democracy. Church house tilting on that bank note. Attracting folk with give me some money, Lord. Yeah. Three piece snack is riding on a 3-minute song with that horse hair. Selling out while the subwoofers was bumping. Hollering, but I'm hungry for freedom, but I don't know how to eat that day because I'm. Yeah, I go for treason if that will increase my pay because I'm
under the spell of the handout.
Give me my share, please. Yeah. 25 years to life, the new degree, new occupation. Senses can't quantify the desperation, nailing the hungry and the beaten all across the dreamy USA. The ball is under the spell. And the pleasing cries, give me a voice, give me my mind back, give me the floor, give me some room. No, and gotta take it. I heard the pleasing cries, make me the choice, let me in the cast. Give my
both son and daughter are past. You gotta dig it, gotta dig it. Sometimes you gotta ask yourself, what am I feeding on? What am I stepping in? What am I giving up? Giving up now? What am I depending on? What do I represent here? What am I thinking of? I go for treason if that will increase my pay, because I'm under. I'm under. Oh, I'm hungry for freedom if that will.
Mr. Tom Brown, Funkin' for Jamaica. And that's a powerful tune. He's got a lot of heavyweights on there. Marcus Miller on bass, Tony Smith on vocals. That's from 1979. This is DJ Shadow coming up next with Yukimi from Little Dragon. I love the big live drums on this tune, man. Check it out. Scale It Back is the name of the song. Scale It Back is the name of the tune. That was released on a single, 2011. DJ Shadow featuring Yukimi from Little Dragon. Again, I want to announce the, make sure you guys know the background music over here behind us is by EKK Bay's Shakedown from the Stone by Stone record out in about another month or so on the Ubiquity Records label. I'm checking out your website here, Greg. Lefty Limbo is pretty cool, man. You got a lot of I guess you're calling them, we're calling them flashbacks.
Yeah.
I like that. Little old Matchbox toys, NFL pencils, metal cap bomb toy. Yes. It's pretty fun.
All the best memories from my childhood. Yeah.
Linda Blair. Roller Boogie. She was kind of hot.
Oh yeah.
And the lost art of cassette tape design. This is all on Lefty Greg's website, leftylimbo.com. And of course, his fanzines are there and some other artwork. Are we calling them fanzines? What do we call them?
It's just a zine. That's all I call it. Yeah. It's autobiographical, just zine.
Did you do a lot of that when you were younger, like a little bit more politically motivated or something?
No, not necessarily politically motivated, but I did do a lot of like storytelling and drawing when I was a kid. I think I take after my dad in that way. He's an illustrator and an artist, so like I definitely adopted that trait, but I also like to tell stories, so like right around when I was like 7 years old, I started just writing weird stories about two characters named Snoopy and Foopy and their adventures through outer space. And it's like, my parents actually saved those little transcripts that I wrote, and I read them, and I'm like, dang, dude, my mind was just flowing with ideas. And I think I've just been that way since I was a kid, man. Mm-hmm. So when it comes to the mod and ska scene of the 80s, it's like my favorite slice of life, you know? So it's like, I have to talk about it. I have to preserve that memory somehow, because I already know, even as I get old now, some of my memories are starting to fade away, you know? Mm-hmm. So it's like, I have to do something about it. So that's why I decided to do the comics.
Which brings me to another thing, man. I love your drumming. You know what? It's like one of my favorite, one of the first like hardcore bands I ever got into was Black Flag. And their old drummer, Bill Stevenson, who went on to play, you know, The Descendants and all and some other stuff. And you guys actually, I don't know if anybody's made this comparison, but you guys have a little bit of a similar style. Bill Stevenson, hi-hat, snare, kick. If he owns a tom, I'm not really sure. But he just gets so much out of that, and he is so definitive. He just definitive Los Angeles hardcore skater kid sound to me.
Yeah.
Heavy, a lot of snare play, little snare combinations and stuff, and that kind of, I think, describes your style as well.
Wow.
Would you agree with that?
Yeah, thanks. Yeah. I like just took after the Scatolites mostly. Like Lloyd Nibbs was definitely my biggest inspiration. And the whole thing with the drum set, it's kind of funny because I noticed a big transition from the five piece to the four piece, you know, everyone ditching that second rack tom. You know, like when I started, it was just kind of like by accident. My dad got me an old like Gretsch Champagne Sparkle kit. And that's what it was a four piece. And I even complained about the whole thing, like not having that second rack tom, you know. And I'm like, dude, I don't like this kit, Dad. it looks like the Brady Bunch, you know. We got it from looking at the recycler, you know, because my dad knew I liked to play drums. And he's like, let's look for a drum set, but not a new one because they're too expensive. You know, let's look for a used one. Let's go to the recycler. Mm-hmm. So we find this old drum set in this lady's garage. She sold it to us for $50.
Yeah.
And I hated it at first and put it away, and it was like rotting away. And then when I discovered Hepcat, I was using this total modern, like, pearl knockoff set that was a five-piece, and it was, like, shiny black and everything. Mm. And they weren't digging the sound. It sounded too modern, too plastic, you know?
Yeah.
And they're like, dude, there's something missing in your drums. Yeah. And they're like, is that the only drum set you have? And I'm like, well, actually, I have this old, totally old, ugly Gretsch set that's, like, rotting away in my den. Yeah. Maybe I should just put some heads on it and bring it in? And they're like, yeah, go for it. So I bring it in, and sure enough, man, it sounded great. Everyone in the band was like, dude, this is it, man. That's the sound we needed. We needed old drums. So, like, from then on, that's what I stuck with.
Sounds good to me, man.
Yeah, baby. Talking about the
the summer shine. Take me to another place in my mind, where everything is beautiful and no wants to need, no fun to be to fool our soul. I wish
every day is sunshine.
How I wish
every day is sunshine.
Fishbone from Los Angeles, California. Yeah, we got about a minute or so left. What the hell is that Dr. Spock tricorder thing, Mr. Spock thing you got there?
Dr. Spock. It's called a tape recorder, portable one. So,
what you say?
Panasonic Slimline.
Yeah.
I forgot the model number, but it's for my latest project. It's called Club Cassette. which you can find on Facebook. I've made a group, and it's just getting started. So if you have a tape recorder on you and you have tapes and you like to just talk and play music or do whatever you want and record yourself, then this is the club for you, folks. Club Cassette. Find it on Facebook and join.
So, like, what kind of content are we talking about?
Just anything, really. You know, the more outrageous and the more raw and unrehearsed, the better. That's what I'm looking for. And I think there's a lot of people out there who would appreciate that.
So, that's awesome, man. And again, what's your... Oh, we talked about your website a little bit. What's the shop where people could come check out the comics and,
yeah,
and other things?
Yeah, I just opened a shop on Store Envy. That's Storenvy. So just go to leftylimbo.storeenvy.com, and that's where you can find all the good stuff.
Greg Narvis, thank you so much for coming in, man.
Thanks so much, man. Yeah. I really love being here.
Yeah. All right, thank you, loved ones.